During the course of my lifetime, I've had the opportunity to live several different places. I was born around the Austin area and then spent a few years in Louisiana, and then we moved to the Houston area for a while, and then we left the Houston area and went up to eastern Pennsylvania, and then I spent a couple of years in Florida, and then I came back to Texas and stayed around Waco for a while in Mahia, Texas. And then after being there for a while and after Kaylee was born, I moved back up to central Pennsylvania. And that was before coming here and moving here last year. And then about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we went back to Mahia to visit some people. And I was driving through the town there, and I started to think to myself, where's my home at? You know, I've been all around. And then I quickly snapped and said that as a Christian, I really should only think of one place as home, and that's heaven. In John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, it says, this is Jesus talking to his disciples, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And David says in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and 15, it says, "We are all aliens and pilgrims before you, and as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope." And I think part of what David is saying here is, if we consider earth as our home, then we are without hope. If you would turn over with me to Hebrews chapter 11. It's a pretty familiar chapter to us. I want to read verses 8 through 10. This is talking about Abraham. "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go to a place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in a land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God." And then later on in that chapter, verses 13 through 16, it says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out of, they would have had the opportunity to return. But now they desire a better place, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them." Our brothers and sisters in Christ who are African American, a lot of times they don't have funerals. What they have is what's called a homegoing service. And I just think that's just a wonderful term. A funeral just sounds kind of sad, and a memorial service kind of looks to the past. But a homegoing service, or even sometimes called a homegoing celebration, just sounds good, and I think that's something that all Christians should desire, you know, when they pass, is to have a homegoing celebration. And when it talks in Hebrews, I mean, I think we're kind of lucky, because when it mentions some of the guys in Hebrews, it talks about Enoch, and he lived on earth 365 years before God took him to his homeland. And it talks about Abraham dwelling in tents, waiting for a city with foundation, and he waited 175 years. And it also talks about Noah, and Noah waited 950 years. Now, I just can't fathom, you know, living on earth 950 years. That's pretty much it. We don't like to close a service without giving an opportunity for people to become children of God and reserving their home in heaven. And also, if you have things in your life that are amiss, and you've kind of lost your way or lost sight of your heavenly home, then here's the opportunity for you to come forward and confess your sins and get the prayers of the congregations. If you have any need, come forward. Do I stand and sing?